Radio Miraya brings you an inspirational show that encourages, uplifts, and puts you in the right mood. Listen in to the Miraya Morning Motivation to get renewed, recharged, and refreshed. The Miraya Morning Motivation with Tarai, 6:30 a.m., Monday to Friday.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. I smile for you this morning, realizing that we have walked and are continuing to walk this path towards setting up goals for success and our self-attainments. And I just want to talk, you know, about establishing dreams and goals and what dreams and goals all pertain. One of the amazing things we have been given as humans is the unquenchable desire to have dreams of a better life. Even better, we also have the ability to establish goals to live out those dreams. Think of it. We can look deep within our hearts and dream of a better situation for ourselves and our families, of a secure financial future and healthy emotional or physical states, and certainly of deeper spiritual lives. But what makes this even more powerful is that we have also been given the ability to take action and to pursue those dreams. Not only can we pursue them, but we possess the cognitive ability to actually lay out a plan and strategies to set goals, to achieve those dreams. We are a powerful creation or a powerful entity on the face of the earth and in this universe. We are a powerful entity indeed. What are your dreams and what are your goals? Let's just clarify something about dreams and goals. This isn't about what you already have or what you have done. This is about what you want. Have you ever taken time to truly reflect, to listen quietly to your heart, to see what dreams live within you? Your dreams are there. Everyone has them. They may live right on the surface or be buried deep from years of others telling you they were foolish, but they are there. They are there, you know. You might actually find that sometimes you meet people, and when you meet people, they tell you that what you are dreaming of is just mere excitement and it is not possible. But you know, the real truth is that you basically only just but need particular disciplines within yourself in order for you to actually unleash the power that lies within you, and you can attain to the success that which you have. So you need to listen to yourself. How do you know what your dreams are? This is an interesting process and relates primarily to the art of listening. This is not listening to others, but it is listening to yourself, where if we listen to others, we hear their plans and their dreams, and at times others will try to put their plans and dreams on us. If we listen to others, we can never be fulfilled. We will only chase elusive dreams that are not rooted deep within us. Instead, we must listen to our own hearts to hear the dreams born out of the passions and desires that we each uniquely possess. Quiet yourself and listen. Just like when you are quiet enough to hear your own heart beating within your chest, your dreams have their own rhythm beating within you. All you have to do is get quiet enough to hear the beat. Let's take a look at some practical steps and probably thoughts on listening to our hearts and connecting to our dreams. Just take time to be quiet. Taking time to be quiet is something we don't do enough in this busy world. We are always rushing and constantly listening to the noise around us. We are so busy with ourselves. But the question is, we are busy doing what? In other words, are the activities you are participating in moving you towards your goals? If not, then work to eliminate those things, because then you replace them with a quiet time which of which you can dream of things and participate in things that enhance and build your future and your success. The human heart was meant to have times of quiet reflection, allowing us to peer and peep deeper within ourselves. It is when we do this that our hearts are set free to soar and take flight on the wings of our own dreams. Where we need to schedule some time for dream time. Schedule some time for dream time this week. No other people, no mobile phone, no computer, just you, a pad, a pen, and your thoughts. Think about what really thrills you. When you are quiet, think about those things that really get your blood moving. What would you love to do, either for fun or for a living? What would you love to accomplish? What would you try if you were guaranteed to succeed? That's the greatest question. What big thoughts move your heart into a state of excitement and joy? When you answer these questions, you will feel terrific because you are in the dream zone. It is only when we get to this point that we can truly realize and begin to experience what our dreams are. So take time to be quiet. Write these dreams. Write these dreams. You know, it sounds so basic and so simple, but just write them. In whichever aspect and dimension, write them. Just write them. As you review them, concepts will build up. Things that you need to relegate will come and you'll relegate and disqualify. Things that you need to build up will come and you'll begin to build up. So, out of what you have written, make a list and prioritize these things. Don't think of anything that is too outlandish or foolish. Remember, you know, you are dreaming. Let your thoughts and your pen fly as you take careful record. Let them fly. Now look at your list. Prioritize those dreams, which are the most important, which are the most feasible, which would you love to do the most, and put them in order so that you will actually try to attain them. Remember, we are always moving towards action and not just dreaming. Why am I asking you to take part in this exercise? It's because life is too short not to pursue your dreams. And at the end of your life, all you will be able to do is look backward. You can reflect with joy or with regret. And all we know, that joy from discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons and tons. Those who dream, who set goals and act on them, are those who live lives of joy and have a sense of peace when they near the end of their lives. They'll have finished well and possess a sense of pride and accomplishment, not only for themselves, but also for their families. And that feeling is priceless. Remember, these are the dreams and the goals born out of your heart and of your mind. Goals which are unique and particular to you. And they come from who you were created to be and gifted to become. Your specific goals are what you want to achieve because they will make your life joyful and bring fulfillment for both you and your family. Do not forget that in all this work, it is well. Happy dreaming and goal setting. Thank you. Actor, lawyer, or singer, why not president, be a dreamer? You can be just the one you wanna be. Policeman, firefighter, or a postman, why not something like an old man? You can be just the one you wanna be. Doctor, actor, lawyer, or singer, why not president, be a dreamer? You can be just the one you wanna be. I know that we all got one thing that we all share together. Now sing this with me.
stop.